Hi, Luke.
Hello, everyone. Hopefully you clicked on this link because you want a little bit of human context behind some of the numbers Emma's just posted. She's done a lot of work behind the scenes trying to get the predictors to give it their best effort for Man City's double game week. It's very tricky. This is a trial, something we're looking at for next season. Emma, did you want to explain a little bit more about what it is we're trying to do here?
Yeah, sure. So for a while, Luke and I have been discussing how we could do better predictions for double game weeks because it's really annoying. Predictors can only really have a go at the first part of the game week, and that isn't very satisfactory for all of us playing FPL. So we have set up a bit of a prediction form for the minutes over 2 weeks to try and give people some sort of idea as to what is expected, particularly looking for those people who play both game weeks and get two starts, or one start and a lot of minutes. And that's what we've done today. It is a trial, it is a test. We want feedback. We've currently split the team minutes into 0 to 19, 91 to 120, 121 to 180. And we're very open to suggestions and changes, and we'll kind of reflect on what's worked and what's not. But so far tonight, we've got 20 of our normal predictors have filled in the forms for Man City, and we're going to talk about them.
Yeah, lovely stuff. We've both been, I mean, I know you've been working hard today and I've been out, so it's almost like a natural reaction to them. I wasn't sure which way the group goes, but obviously they're very, over the season, they've been very, very good at this. A pretty damn high accuracy, I think, for such a hard person to predict. That's obviously why this exists. I will just add the caveat, though. I'm sure you guys know 120 minutes after the Champions League versus Real Madrid. You've also got potentially a psychological element to it as well. It's a very hard time to predict one lineup with Pep, let alone two. So we're giving it our best go. And some of the results, I think, I'm not sure if there's too many surprises there for myself, but I think there's something that stands out pretty obvious straight away, and it's the gut feel that we have, mostly to do with the injuries, I would have said. But at the back, it looks like if you want to go for two starters, that's probably your best bet. Is that fair to say?
I think that's looking like it. If you want to have a certain starter, it looks like Edison should play both unless he's injured. And Cancelo and Diaz are looking pretty solid. Quite interesting, just before we started this, I was talking to Luke about Laporte and why he's got more of a split ranking. Luke, you had some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think part of that is he needs a rest, I think, in general. I think if Pep had the option, because he's had Stones out, Ake's got a knock as well. Obviously, Walker's been struggling. Even Zinchenko is not so far, so long until he's actually just come back fairly recently. Obviously, Diaz as well was out for a long time, came in, and then he's had to play a lot of consecutive minutes. So Laporte's kind of carried them. And if we look at there's someone on Twitter you guys should really follow, which is at Anna, ANNA underscore Woodbury. And she does some fantastic stuff, including a Man City spreadsheet that I noticed earlier, which is just looking at the minutes of the Man City players. And she's got minutes last 10 games. Laporte's right up there, basically. He's only a little bit below Edison and Cancelo. So that's why I think the predictors have probably gone for him. It just stands out that he probably needs a rest. The thing is, will he actually be able to give the rest? You can argue that he doesn't have many players that could fill that position. You could argue the game's so important they need to win, therefore he needs to play his best players. But I think we all got shown fairly recently with the Kevin De Bruyne benching that that's not necessarily the case. So I think if someone really does need a rest, he's shown he probably can do it now. So that's probably where that comes from. Have you got any thoughts on whether you think Laporte actually gets the two? Because that's definitely a one I'm pretty conflicted on, to be honest.
I am too. I think that the prediction is probably about right, that we should consider it quite lucky if Laporte gets 2 games. But Diaz is also coming back from injury, and I wonder whether he is going to be lucky to get a full 180 minutes, just because they won't want to risk him either. So I think that we're definitely safe with Cancelo, though actually he was responsible for one of the mistakes in the match, so he may be considered for a rest. So I think that any of those defenders are probably fine for the double game week. They should get at least one game. Walker looks like he's possibly going to be out injured, and if he's lucky, he might return for the second match. But really, then, looking along the whole list of the attackers, there's quite a quandary, I think, because KDB is expensive and not everybody's thinking he's going to get two matches either. Though I think it's very likely that he maybe starts both but has his minutes managed. What do you think, Luke?
Yeah. I'll be honest, that one surprised me a bit. I thought he, out of all the attackers, considering he got the rest and then he came off on 70, he was more likely to have, you know, more orange, which is 121 to 180. Because my personal thoughts are it's going to be he starts both games, and if they're cruising, he comes off. I think Pep's pretty much told us that will happen if it needs to. So that might be why it's more towards the 91 and 120, because they're just thinking maybe he comes off around the 60-minute mark or something.
That's my take too. I think that he's likely to get two starts, but if the game is looking safe, he'll come off early.
Yeah, I think maybe because he came off against Madrid and that was a bit of a surprise, people thought maybe there's an element, and he did look very tired, to be fair. So I think people could just say, well, he's that tired. He's going to have one of them off. But I personally can't see it. But obviously the hive mind is probably a little bit better at gauging these sort of things. I think he probably gets 70 and 70. Just to touch very briefly back on the defenders, I do think Diaz is probably slightly safer over Laporte before I saw this, and that's what people seem to have indicated here as well. Simply because Ake's fit, right? Well, at least we think he is, because he was on the bench for Real Madrid. So I think if Pep does want to give Laporte a rest, and the minutes suggest he probably should, then Ake could obviously come into his spot. Diaz doesn't really have anyone to challenge his spot. Yes, you could have Ake and Laporte. I think they've only played that once this season, and it was a bit forced. Obviously, two left-footed centre-backs doesn't, it's not generally been Pep's thing. So, yeah, I think Ake could come in for Laporte for one of them, but then obviously he has to use Zinchenko and Cancelo at left-back and right-back with the current injury status, and Diaz, who's not looked, you know, at his imperial best since he's come back. So I think that's a little bit less unlikely, and probably the people who've got Laporte, people have probably already got Laporte. I think if you're looking to buy one now, you buy Diaz, but if you've got Laporte, then obviously you start him and you hope to still think it probably does get to. That's my general thoughts on that. I don't know if you feel any different.
No, that's pretty much what my thinking is as well. I think if you've got Laporte, keep him. If you haven't and you're thinking of bringing somebody in, you could think of Diaz, though actually Laporte, you know, could be a fine pick too. We're really buying them for the last few weeks anyway.
Absolutely. And Bernardo Silva on here is quite, I think, relatively low for what we'd expect from him, because he's pretty much played every game all season, you know, virtually. There's been a few times when he's been rested, noticeably in the lead up to Madrid. So we got a rest pretty recently for him. I suppose that one for me is probably just the 120 minutes. I think he's one of the, I think there's only five outfield players that actually played full 120 minutes, and Bernardo Silva was one of them. So I think that's probably what people are thinking there.
I agree with that one too.
Yeah. I think he's so good, Bernardo. And when he plays, he's obviously very key to the team. I think when he hasn't played, it's been noticeable. So I'm slightly sceptical. I think Bernardo has got an engine on him. I think there's a good chance he could play both of them. And that is, to be fair, replicated here. We've got pretty much a 50-50 split. But obviously Gundogan's right there. And if we assume that Kevin De Bruyne plays both, like we both have, then, you know, it's got to be Silva that drops for Gundogan, hasn't it, really? Unless he tries to pull out a different formation or uses Fernandinho and Rodri like he's done in a couple of games too, which you can't put anything, you know, out of your mind totally when it comes to Pep, but I'd probably be a bit surprised. So, yeah, I don't think you want to buy him for FPL terms anyway, really, Bernardo or Gundogan is the bottom line.
No, so who would you go for this week if you wanted to have a Man City attacker? It's quite tricky, isn't it? That 120 minutes in Spain has made it quite hard to choose an attacker that's going to get two solid game weeks.
Absolutely. And again, it's reflected. Most of them have gone for sort of the 90 to 120. There's not many people who have committed to a player playing twice. I would have said Foden in a heartbeat. I know he's very, very low for the first game, but I think if it wasn't for the 120 minutes, I would be extremely confident that he plays both games. And I still think he's got a pretty good chance, because he's still young. He can still recover. It's still 3 days. You know, it's just 120 minutes sounds a lot, but it is just really 30 minutes on top. And a lot of that, the ball's actually out of play. So to me, it's more maybe a mental mental thing rather than a physical thing. I don't know how. I think there was some stats that went around on Twitter that in the second half of extra time, the ball was in play for 2 minutes 30 seconds or something. So how tired is Foden even going to get in that?
That's a fair point, actually. And Foden has had a really good record of starting games right through the season. Mm. So one would have expected him to have started both, definitely, if he hadn't had that 120 minutes. But if he's feeling fit, it might be like Cancelo, who also has a pass from Pep to play a lot of games and hasn't seen many rests this season because he seems to recover really well.
Absolutely. He gets one almost, unless there's an injury or something. I mean, for me, it's almost a definite he gets one. And I think the second game, he could start it or maybe just come on. So I think you're able to buy him because of that price. And, you know, if he gets the one game, particularly if it's the Wolves game, I think that's still pretty good. So I don't really have too many concerns over him. Obviously, you'd love to get the 2 starts. I think if you're looking at 2 starts, I actually think that Jesus has probably got the best chance of 2 starts. I don't know if you agree with that, because I noticed his orange bar is in 121 to 180 minutes. Is a little bit higher than most of the other players in the front line. So maybe people do agree with me there.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? I have to say, so just as a warning to everybody listening, these numbers are not significant. You can't rely on them statistically. They're way too small as a sample size. I really want to get up to about 50 people because that would be more reliable from a numbers point of view. So the differences between them are not really something you can rely on. All they can do is kind of give you an indication of what some people who are pretty knowledgeable Man City fans are thinking.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think with Jesus at the moment, he's clearly played himself into Pep's team. I don't think anyone can debate that. He's played really well of late. He plays 2 positions, obviously on the right wing, plays up front. He has played on the left in the past, but it's not very often that happens. And right now, Pep's generally been using either Sterling or Jesus as the centre-forward. He hasn't really been using Foden as a centre-forward that much. He kind of floats into that position he did against Madrid. But in general, he hasn't really used them both up top. Sterling obviously can play in all 3 positions. So I just think with Jesus having the right wing and up front, the form he's in, I think out of all the attackers, maybe 70 minutes and a 70 minutes, similar to Kevin De Bruyne, is possible. I think he's in their best team at the moment, basically. So I think you can buy him. Again, I think it's probably in the community people would be looking at him or maybe Richarlison this week. I do think Richarlison is just a safer bet. But I think if you're trying to, you know, be a little bit different or go a bit punty, I think Jesus is probably closer than people maybe imagine. I think I personally think that way.
And he's not expensive. So tell me about what you think about Mahrez's minutes.
Yeah, that's tricky. I think Mahrez is in their best team. And when Champions League's not been around, and he's played well, Pep brought him into the team and he kind of stayed there. I think he saw he played against Brighton recently. It's not like he doesn't play in the Premier League. It's just that when you look over the whole course of it, I think it's something like 30-something% of games he's played. So it's really low. So it's definitely a risk element, but he's the top scorer. You know, he was the one who actually scored the goal in Madrid as well. And I know that shouldn't matter, but I think for Pep, it actually does matter. I think he very much does base stuff off of, you know, how happy he was with them. And I don't think there was anything in Mahrez's performance that was particularly bad that night. He's certainly been worse in the past.
He's certainly the trickiest player to predict this year because his starts have been very sporadic, even when the Champions League hasn't been around. There have been several occasions, like a previous double game week, where I think a lot of us, including every predictor, got caught out. And he didn't start.
So. One thing that seems to happen quite a lot with Mahrez, and I think it's more just to do with the Champions League. I mean, I'm looking at Anna Woodbury's minutes list again here on her Twitter feed. He's played 464 minutes, which is low for an attacker, or compared to the other attackers, I should say. But there is a pattern, and the pattern is basically starts one, bench one, start one, bench one, start one, bench one, and it just repeats over and over. And he's been known as the midweek guy in the past. So to me, I think I'm super confident he plays one of the double, and that might be enough for Mahrez because he obviously is that good and he's got penalties. If you get the Wolves game, i.e. if it follows that pattern, he misses out against Newcastle, then plays Wolves, I think that would be very preferential. And I do think he has got a slight chance to play both again just because he's in their best team. So if we're of that mindset where Pep's just going to play his best team, in quotes, then maybe he plays both. the tactical element I can give the other side of it is Wolves generally play a back five, and in the past Pepper said he likes to have a player with a right foot go on the outside versus a back five rather than the inside. So that would sway me more towards him playing Newcastle, and then Sterling maybe playing, or Jesus playing right against Wolves. But there's probably a very muddled answer. I think he definitely gets one. I think he has actually got a reasonable chance for both. But I think that's probably what everyone can say about virtually any of the other players.
Well, that's good that we're shedding such light on the whole matter then.
Yes, not, it's not ideal, is it? I know why people want to punt on him, though, because he's obviously very, very good when he actually plays. I think his points per minute is really high. I think maybe only second to Salah I saw on Twitter recently.
I would be very happy to have Mahrez in my team if he was a regular starter.
Yeah, and that's the worry, isn't it? I think over a double, you feel more inclined to try it because you can be fairly confident he gets one and that could be enough. I think that's the general point. From then onwards, though, because it isn't just about this week, I do think he's got more chance because the Champions League's not around. And like I say, he's in the best team. And I looked actually at this for, they've got Villa and who else have they got? Why have I forgotten who the other game's against? I can't even remember who it is now. Can you remember who it is? Aston Villa and is it Watford? No, it's not Watford. I can't remember. It's on my Twitter feed anyway somewhere. But the next two games that Mahrez has got, he actually started three of the last four against them. West Ham, that's it. It's just come to me. He started three of the last four games against them. And that's often what I've used for my prediction in the past, is see who Pep likes against certain opponents. So I think he's got a good chance to play one in the double and then probably got a pretty good chance of playing some minutes in those games as well. So I do like him as a pick.
Yes. Yeah, I think he's a good punt if you want to take a high-risk strategy. But it's so hard to predict who's going to score amongst the City attackers because they share the goals out annoyingly. Might be very different next season if they have a striker in place who plays a lot of games. But it's hard to know who's going to score in any given week.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the other week, Jesus takes four of them, for example.
Yes, yes. But normally the goal involvement is much more split.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that Grealish is really worth talking about. I mean, I can see why people have got him for one game because, yeah, if you think Foden's 120 minutes, he's been playing on the left, Grealish is the favourite person to replace him. So I think there is a reasonable chance that Grealish comes in and plays the first game, maybe. I can't see him playing again. And then the rest of the games, I wouldn't be confident he'd get any minutes. Do you feel the same there?
Yes, I think it will be unlikely for him to get two full games.
Yeah, so I don't think he's an option personally. I think the only other one that people probably consider is Sterling. And a lot of people have got him in their team and are maybe even thinking about switching to Kevin De Bruyne. As you can see there, a lot of people have just, it's probably the most split of anyone. I know the numbers are low, like you mentioned, but we've got some people who think he maybe, when it's 0-90, he might not even play a game or just gets the one. Yeah, he's been playing quite a lot in the Premier League and he plays all three positions. So do you think he'll play or do you think he should be higher than that?
I think one game is probably about right. And I'm looking forward to recruiting a whole load of extra predictors next year so that I'm much happier about the total numbers, but we'll work on that. It'll be really interesting to see what people say about this little recording that we've done.
Yeah. My personal view on Sterling is he probably gets one. Part of me wants to say that Pep just plays the inverted commas best team, which I think is Foden, Jesus, Mahrez. And that could still happen for both.
Yeah, I think that's a really strong attacking three for Man City at the moment.
Yeah. Sterling has played versus, I think it's the last 14 games, maybe. He's against Newcastle. So I think part of that is going to be self-serving because he's generally one of the most nailed City attackers and has been for a long time. And how much does that matter when you're talking about so many different managers and we're talking years in the past? Probably not a lot. But he's played a lot of the recent ones and obviously he's one of the freshest attackers. So I think the first game versus Newcastle, you know, he could play that one quite comfortably. Against Wolves, I wouldn't be so confident. I think if he's sat in your team, I think you can keep him. But I think if you've got the option just to do it for a free transfer, then I think Sterling to De Bruyne is probably just the safe play.
Yeah, I would concur with that. I think that Kevin De Bruyne, given that he was lucky enough to come off at 70 minutes, is going to get decent minutes this week.
Yeah. Okay. I think we've just about covered it, haven't we? Is there anything else you want to talk about, Emma?
No, I think I you know, I'm very grateful for everything that Anna does on Twitter. Give her a follow, and it's, if people like this, we might do this a bit more regularly next season, around the double game week times.
Sounds good. Okay, guys, if you enjoyed that, just let us know some feedback, both on Emma's spreadsheet and this pod. Sorry, we can't really be committal here, but if you obviously understand why. If you want to DM me anything, or Emma, I'm sure she's open to it as well, and we can try and feedback. But yeah, very, very tricky week. Good luck with your choices. You know, you can avoid Man City, I think, if you want to try and absolutely nail two starters. I think that's probably wise, but...
Yeah, you could go for a Chelsea attacker. Oh, no, that's not looking good either at the moment. I'm trying to sort out the predictions for Chelsea, and I've got an issue there, so that might not arrive till tomorrow morning.
Oh, great. And it's similar to Liverpool as well at the moment. Now they've added Diaz to their attacking lineup. It's like all the really crazy fun picks are now, you know, there's a slight element of doubt around them, especially around that amount of money. So I suppose there's no real like obvious answer in that price bracket. But anyway, I digress. So yeah, leave us some feedback, guys. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.